Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, the Jewish Community Center of Sonoma County presents the 24th Annual Sonoma County Jewish Film Festival. The third screening in this festival is Bye Bye Germany, and it's happening Wednesday, October 23rd at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. I'm here with Festival Director Irene Hodes. Good morning, Irene.
Good morning, Charlie.
So we've already talked about a couple films that have been a part of this kind of ongoing film festival, which is running through November 12th, select dates. The next one coming up, Bye Bye Germany,
yes, a
comic drama. I can't wait to hear all about this one. Please tell us about it.
I just enjoyed watching this film from beginning to end. All of the actors are... they're funny, they're charming, and it goes back and forth between humorous antics and very, very serious subject matter. It takes place immediately after World War II in Frankfurt. Mm-hmm. And it's a bunch of, for better or worse, bachelor men who, have survived the camps. Mm-hmm. And it's as if life goes back to normal immediately, and they've got to figure out how to make money. And coming from all different professions, we have one charismatic man who was a salesman, and they all become these incredibly humorous, not really conniving, but they do so well in this world, swindling or at least charming German housewives,
okay,
into buying their linen. Yeah.
Perfect. I love it. How did you guys come across this movie in your selecting for these films?
Well, there's a large sort of world of Jewish film festivals. They've become very successful. There's hundreds of them in the United States and Canada, and people apply. There's a lot of distributors that deal with films with Jewish subject matter, and this is a European film, and so it would not have gotten a lot of airplay outside of these kind of festival environments. And this one was just so wonderful, with a real dark sort of underbelly. What did people do during the war to survive?
Right.
And really, how do you use humor in the face of horror? And one of the characters just truly has a beautiful interview with an American soldier who was interrogating him about allowing him to even come to the United States, though he's a Jew who survived the Holocaust.
Let's kind of back up the idea of the Jewish Film Festival. You said it's become a popular thing. What's your perspective on that? Why do you think it's this popular way of gathering these films, telling these stories?
Jewish film festivals are universal. I know that a lot of these films have very strong subject matter, and some are just peripheral. But we focus in on a small genre, at least, a film, but there are documentaries, shorts, comedies, musicals, all sorts of things that might have something Jewish. But that said, these themes are universal. And so we have a large non-Jewish population coming. We really are a cultural organization that, you know, being in our 24th year has proven to be incredibly strong and popular in Sonoma County, bringing film that might not leave San Francisco or might not actually come to wide distribution in movie theaters.
Right. Yeah. I'm noticing there's not a lot of movies that I would have recognized. And nothing that's been a wide release. These are very special, kind of one time only. Maybe.
They are. Yeah. Some of them, and we're very happy about that, become very successful after they screen at our film festival, or festivals plural in the country. But most of them you will never have heard of. And they are high production values, professional stories that really need to be heard, research that is done. We're very proud to be able to curate this. I never would have heard of them personally had I not been the director of a Jewish film festival.
Right.
And exactly. We have the honor of working with a committee that screens all of these and gives us their informed opinion in a selection process.
That's great. Love it. Bye Bye Germany is Wednesday, October 23rd. Again, there's two screenings that day, 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. These are screens that will sell out, so you're going to want to go, what, online?
Online. Tickets are on sale right now at jccsoco.org. Very easy, quick process to purchase them online. And these are screened at the Rialto. We should not forget.
Yes.
The Rialto Cinemas in Sebastopol. Really beautiful area and a gorgeous movie theater who they're wonderful community partners.
There you go. Irene, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Charlie.
Again, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.